I quite agree. The story does lack a definite ending, but the rest of the narrative more than makes up for it.
My dear fellow.
So I'm correct. That is what you were thinking.
Exactly so. It's very impressive.
Oh, Watson, you're the perfect audience. However many times you've seen the trick, you still react as if it were fresh and new. Firstly, I know full well that you've been busy writing up the Baskerville-Stapleton inheritance.
Ah, yes, the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Yes, well, if you prefer. Secondly, your labours are at an end. Your face this afternoon bore all the self-satisfied signs of the successful author about to launch another tale onto the waiting world.
And why not? It's been a lot of work, and I'm pleased with the results.
Except for the denouement.
Well, yes.
The criminal is unmasked, but the hero...
Heroes.
A thousand apologies. The heroes have to take someone else's word for it that the villain's dead. Yes, not the kind of neat and tidy climax your readers expect.
No, quite. But I still don't see...
They have everything ready to send to the Strand. You're about to seal the envelope, but you stopped. You were uneasy. You glanced up at the print of the good ship Alicia above the fireplace, a remembrance of a case that you'll never publish.
Ah, because it had no ending.
Exactly. Yes, the Alicia disappeared without trace, and I was never able to discover how or why. The connection with your latest opus is obvious.
I suppose so.
But then your eye moved again, back to your notes, specifically to that fulsome letter of thanks from Sir Henry Baskerville. Your doubts were replaced by a warm smile. You were remembering your friendship, the dangers shared, the obstacles overcome, the peril, the excitement, the thrill of the chase.
Yes, I think you've made your point on that.
Yes, and you decided, well, how could you fail to decide, that any story that has all that and a giant dog that glows in the dark is quite strong enough, even without a clear-cut ending. Simple, you see.
But if it's so simple, why can't I do it to you?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think you're just too polite. Or perhaps merely not as bored. Oh, heaven preserve us from quiet days and uneventful nights. Has the entire criminal population gone away on some sort of communal holiday?
Well, that's a thought.
What a pity we can't control reality the same way we can fiction. If this were one of your stories, as soon as I'd finished moaning, the doorbell would ring. I'll never complain about your powers as a writer again.
Always happy to oblige.
Let's see who's come to rescue us.
The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Toya Wilcox as Gloria Wilson, Roy Hudd as James Phillimore, and Sean Probert as Inspector Athelney Jones. The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson.
No, 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 don't you trouble yourself, madam. I can find my own way. I am a detective.
Inspector Athelney Jones.
Mr. Holmes. Doctor?
Oh, Inspector.
Doctor, what do we owe this singular pleasure? Come in, come in. Take the weight off your feet.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, would that be a coffee there, Doctor?
Oh, coming up. No milk and three sugars, I think.
Oh, you've a fine memory. I've always said so. Oh, it's a pleasure to sit down, gentlemen. I've had a busy old time of it, I can tell you. Delicious.
Well, I just come to ask for my help, have you?
No, not a bit.
Indeed?
I've come, Mr. Holmes, because I knew you would be interested. No other reason. Take a look at this now. Straight from the scene of a crime.
Well, well.
Exactly.
Fascinating. How long has it been?
25 years, if it's a day. I was on the beach last time I saw one of those.
And I've only ever read a description. Oh, Watson, my dear fellow, you haven't the faintest idea what we're talking about.
I'm afraid not.
I'll explain. It started 32 years ago. A series of robberies, very audacious, very clever. Big houses, all in London, all secure.